The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Anthony Romo stops at the Jack in the Box after picking up his pregnant wife and daughter from the airport. They notice part of their drive-thru order's missing, so Ramos asks the employee, Alonia Ford, for fries. Ford refuses, leading to an argument. Ford starts throwing things at Ramos' car. When Ramos throws the items back, Ford pulls a gun from her pocket and begins firing.
Nancy, the video of the shooting has now been released, and it shows Ford arguing with Ramos for nearly 10 minutes, pulling the gun out of her pocket and putting it back when another employee comes out to try to de-escalate the situation. Thankfully, no one was injured in the shooting. When Ramos saw the gun, he sped off, and the vehicle was not hit.
Jack in a Box's Alonia Ford, now convicted of ag assault. Florida cops pull over a stolen car on the highway, expecting armed thieves to be inside. With guns drawn, they ask everyone inside to get out. Surprise, it's two children, 10 and 11 years old. They tell cops their mom took away their electronics to punish them, so they decided to run away to California. Cops assume the children are not far from home, but then they learn the two little children drove 200 miles plus in just 4 hours they were missing. Mom declines to press charges, but we're sure their sentence at home won't be light. More crime and justice news after this.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Big thank you to our partner in making today's program possible is Grand Canyon University. Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes we're endowed with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the American dream starts with purpose. GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals. Offering over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides you a path to help fulfill your dreams. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University, private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In Topeka, Kansas, a 5-year-old child is dead and a 25-year-old homeless man has been charged with her murder and rape. In connection with the slaying of Zoe Felix, Michael Cherry is charged with one count each of capital murder, first-degree murder, and rape. His next court appearance has not been scheduled. He's behind bars in Topeka on a $2 million bond. According to a news release from the Shawnee County Prosecutor's Office, Topeka police arrived at a gas station where firefighters were trying to save Zoe's life. She died a short time later. A hospital medical evaluation uncovered injuries consistent with a sexual assault. The cause of Zoe's death has not been disclosed by the authorities. Two Ohio men have been handed sentences after entering guilty pleas to second-degree murder in the 2017 shooting death of a woman from Southeast Michigan. A prison term of 17 to 26 years was imposed on 30-year-old Shandon Ray Groom of Toledo. After pleading guilty to a felony handgun charge, 37-year-old Timothy Eugene Moore, also of Toledo, received a sentence of 20 to 55 years. 27-year-old Egypt Covington was found dead inside her home in Van Buren Township, roughly 28 miles southeast of Detroit, in June 2017. Groom and Moore were charged with her murder. According to officials, she had been shot in the head and her hands bound with Christmas lights. A man who shot 10 people in a New York City subway car during rush hour, inflicting serious injuries on many of them and setting off a massive manhunt in the city, has been given a life sentence after several of his victims spoke out in anguish and tears about the ongoing trauma they had experienced. For the April 12, 2022 mass shooting on a train headed for Manhattan, 64-year-old Frank James entered a guilty plea to terrorist charges earlier this year. For firing a gun during an act of violence, he was given a sentence on 10 counts and a 10-year sentence on the other. More than a year after the brutal assault in a crowded subway vehicle, three of the victims testified in court about the physical and emotional suffering they still endure. This week marks the beginning of a first-degree murder trial against a former student accused of serving as the getaway driver in an Iowa high school massacre that claimed the lives of two students and injured the program's founder. According to our friends with the Des Moines Register, prosecutors claimed in their opening statements that 20-year-old Brayvon Tooks was a crucial player in the shooting's preparation. Tooks is accused of participating in a criminal gang, attempted murder, and two counts of first-degree murder. The shooter, 19-year-old Preston Walls, was found guilty last month of second-degree murder and manslaughter.
Nathaniel Holmes, 17, heads inside school, saying goodbye to mom when she drops him off. But instead of going to his class, he seeks out a friend in a different class. As school already started, the teacher doesn't let the friend out. Nathaniel then leaves school, heads to a nearby park to borrow a cell phone, calling mom to say he's got a ride home and she doesn't need to pick him up. Nathaniel never returns, leaving all his belongings at home, including his wallet. Colorado cops assume he's run away and will come home soon, but no one has heard from Nathaniel in nearly 6 years. There's a $50,000 reward for info leading to the discovery of Nathaniel Holmes. If you know anything about Nathaniel Holmes, contact Westminster PD 303-658-4260. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.